Welcome to our super smart advanced website training. Spencer's been around for what? How long has it been now, Spencer? 8 years that you've been posting to Craigslist?
Probably going on about 9 now. Yeah.
All right. You do this for hundreds, if not thousands, of real estate. This is what you dedicated your business to, was posting real estate articles, ads. What do you call them, articles or ads?
I'd say ads.
Okay.
Yeah.
You post on Craigslist, and you do this for thousands of real estate customers. I know that for a fact. And I also know this. When any guru needs to learn something about Craigslist, they come to you. You are the most known expert on Craigslist that I've met, and probably in the country. And, Spencer, I'm not going to waste much more time introducing you, because you are the best at Craigslist. And go ahead and start telling people about Craigslist and how they can utilize it and benefit for their own personal real estate use.
Well, thank you very much, Mike, and hello, everybody. Glad to be talking with you today. Mike, I'm just going to correct you on one little thing, and that is that I hate to say that I post ads to Craigslist, because what we do is so much more. I'm going to use the term that we market or do marketing on Craigslist. And I think by the end of today's talk, you'll understand what the difference is. Mike, can you guys all hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you fine, Spencer.
Okay, great. So I'm just going to jump right into it, because I know that our time is going to be somewhat limited. And I'm going to start with a quick summary of what we're going to talk about today. So we're going to talk about why Craigslist, and I can be very brief about this, and I will be brief about this, but want to give anybody who's not a believer in Craigslist, just want to give you a quick little idea of why to use Craigslist. Then we're going to talk about how to market on Craigslist. We're going to talk about the basic fundamentals of how to post an ad on Craigslist, which is part of the process. I'm not going to go into excruciating detail of all the setup work that's involved to do that. I've actually done that with Mike on previous webinars, and I believe those are still available on the Super Smart website. And we're going to talk about when to market on Craigslist. And then finally, we're going to talk about how to get the best results. So I'm going to try and talk about numbers 1, 2, and 3 very quickly so I can focus on number 4, which is how to get the best results on Craigslist. Moving right along, let's talk about why Craigslist. The number one thing about Craigslist that's important to understand is Craigslist has a high volume of very, very motivated buyers and sellers on its website. And, you know, if you think about Craigslist for kind of a minute in general, about real estate, but in general, what is Craigslist known for? And really, if you think about it, its reputation is to go when you're looking for a good deal on something. So basically, what Craigslist has become famous for is, hey, if you want a good deal, you go to Craigslist. And I don't know about you, but does anybody else in the real estate industry think that there's other people right now looking for a good deal? Right? If someone's buying a house, they're probably at, you know, definitely bargain hunting. If you're selling a house, you definitely want to see what other people are selling houses for, and so on. So this has become a very popular website for real estate, among other things. Like the car business has taken off recently on Craigslist, because it's where you go to find a good deal. The next thing that's important to understand about Craigslist and why it's so popular is that newspapers are going away. I mean, I don't know how many people still read the newspaper, but not only are newspapers becoming more irrelevant, but the newspaper classifieds are becoming much, much more irrelevant, partially because of Craigslist. I mean, right here where I'm at, last summer, the LA Times cut out 400 jobs, specifically said it was because of the classified advertising in real estate that has gone down so much. And this is a little bit old, but the gas prices have actually come down, but still high gas prices did move a lot of people online, and instead of driving around looking at a lot of open houses, people got in the habit of looking at open houses online. Also, of course, when we had the subprime market meltdown, everybody became a bargain hunter, so that also brought them online to Craigslist. And as I'll probably know, the Internet has been growing. I've read some statistics about how I think it was something about 70 or 80% of home purchasers start their search on the Internet. And So that definitely the internet is the place to be for finding the buyers. And Craigslist itself is the eighth high traffic English language website. So it's up there with Google and Yahoo and AOL as for the number of people visiting it. What we found, because we do a lot of tracking of our work, is that a good ad can get hundreds and hundreds of views in hours. So on Craigslist, you're going to get some very immediate results. As to some other forms of marketing that can take longer to see the results. So just a real brief overview of why Craigslist is the place to be. I'm going to move on now to how market on Craigslist. We're going to talk about specifically the fundamentals of posting an ad. But first, there's a lot of prep work that you have to do to be able to post ads in a decent volume and on a repeated basis. And for that, I'm going to refer you to the first webinar and the second webinar that Mike and I did, because that's a whole other two-hour talk about how to prepare yourself to post your ads on Craigslist. And right now, I'm just going to talk about the fundamentals of posting the ads on Craigslist. And I know a lot of people in the room have put their own ads and know how to do this, so I'm just going to be real brief about this part, but I do want to cover how to post ads on Craigslist. It's actually one of the most easiest things you could probably do on an online website. As you can see, this right here is the main, what I call the main city page for any city on Craigslist. So when you go to a Craigslist, you might end up on a page like this. Now, if by chance you are not on the right city, so if you're on Atlanta, but you want to be in, I don't know, Boston, then what you would do is you would click on the Craigslist logo, the top left corner, right up here, and that would take you to a page that looks like this. And here you can see, you can drill down to any state, and then from there also to any city and find your local website, your local Craigslist. So Craigslist is laid out geographically. You want to market in the area that you want to find your leads. Some people ask me sometimes, "Hey, if I want to market a house in Atlanta, but I want to find buyers from LA that might want to move to Atlanta, so I'm going to go to LA." A lot of times, I suggest not doing that. You want to stay in the area where the house is, unless you're in a situation where the person in the other city doesn't know they want to move to LA, to Atlanta, in this example. So if you have a property in a certain area and people don't know about that area, you want to go advertise that property in other areas to introduce this area to them. That makes sense. For the most part, you want to stick to marketing in the correct area. And then from here, once you find your city, and in my example here I have Boston, you'll end up on a page like this, and here is the sections that we work on mostly in the real estate community is this section right here in the top middle of that page. Now, the two categories that we operate the most in are the for rent and for sale categories. You can see the top one is the for rent. Now, it's a little confusing because it says apartments for housing. And I think there's a whole bunch of ways to improve on that connotation for rentals, but that's what Craigslist has gone with. Just remember the top one is for rent and the bottom one is for sale. It should be pretty good to go with that. Once you pick out which category that you want to operate in, whether you're for sale or for rent, when you click on those, you'll get to a page that looks like this. This is basically what I call headings right here. And on this page, you're going to see 100 headlines, 100 different ads. And this is kind of where everything happens. And for those of you who mentioned at the beginning that your ads move off of Craigslist too fast, what they're saying basically is that when you post an ad on Craigslist, your ad starts off somewhere near the top of this list. Okay? Now, it may not always start at the first position, but certainly in the top 5 or 10. That's when you get the most action. I mean, that's where you want to be, right? And how many people would love to be at the top of Google or ahead of the top of Yahoo? Well, at Craigslist, you always start at the top or near the top. And but what happens is when other people post their ads, your ad moves down the list. And after 100 ads, your ad will go back pages and pretty soon into oblivion. So when we talk about your ad getting off of the list pretty quickly, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about other people putting up ads that are pushing your ad down and back pages. And after I talk about how to post an ad, I'm going to talk when to post an ad, and I'll cover this part more. But just this is a very important page to understand, and this is where kind of all the action happens, if you will. And now, if you want to post your ad, what you would do is, let me just mention one more thing. Some cities have subsections, and you'll notice here in Boston has five subsections. The first tab on the left, it would all of those subsections, and then the next five tabs cover the five subsections. So in an area that has subsections like Boston, New York, Los Angeles, Cisco, San Diego, Dallas, Seattle, about 15 of them have this. You want to pay particular attention to which section that you want to be marketing in. And no matter which of these subsections that you pick, you'll show up on the first tab, which is for all of Boston. Okay, so to post an ad, you simply click on this link right here. Now, on Craigslist, there's a lot of different ways to do certain things, and there's a lot of ways to start the process. I'm going to walk you through one way that's pretty simple. But if you're doing it a different way, that's fine too. At the end of the day, we're all going to get to the same page. There's just different paths of how you get there. So you post, click on that post link. You'll go to a page that basically looks like this. And again, there may be some other intermediary pages that you have to go through if you didn't click on the link from that particular page. And it's going to ask you if you're offering housing or if you need housing. So, of course, we are offering housing. Let me mention something about accounts. In this example, I'm going to not show you anything about how to make an account or how to log on to an account. But if you use accounts, that's fine. It basically it skips one step, and that's the step of confirming your ad. Now, I'm not going to do that today. I'm just going to show you the simple enter your email address way. But if you're posting with an account, then you would just log into it right here. And then in this example, I'm going to select I'm offering housing. Okay? And then the next option that I have is to say, okay, what kind of housing, which category do I want to be into? And as we talked about before, the most popular ones are really rent and for sale. Here it's interesting because it's more clear that this is for rent. Where on the main page, it's not quite as clear. And the next page will give you, for any of those 15 or so cities that I mentioned, which have a subsections, it'll give you a page that looks like this. And you just have to pick out which of the subsections that you want. Okay, and once you do that, you go to the main posting page of Craigslist. This is their form. This is where you're going to really put your ad on Craigslist, essentially. And, you know, here there's four main fields. So let me just mention one very important concept here. In the other webinars, I talked a lot about separating out two different tasks. And to me, when you're posting an ad on Craigslist, there's two completely opposite types of tasks you're going to do. The first one is the very creative left-brain task of writing a good ad, writing a great headline, taking your time and really just making sure that the information you're putting on Craigslist is as good as it can be. And I suggest you do that ahead of time. I recommend highly that you don't show up at the screen here and then start writing your ad. Because this fundamental posting an ad is a very right-brain or I might be mixing this up right and left brain. This is basically a rote task. I mean, this is just push-ins. And really, I like to sit down and be creative and write out write out great headlines, write out my ads, get my pictures in a folder somewhere, get all organized. And then when I'm posting the ads, just bam, 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 copy and paste. And I think you'll find that if you are not that way, you'll have much more success and you'll come out with much better ads. Because the ad writing process should take time. Your lines, or as they call it here, the posting title, that kind of stuff, you really need to put some thought into it. But here, when you're posting an ad, man, you just want to slam through it. And that's where copy and paste can be really handy. So these four fields, the top three fields here are the same three fields that you're going to see on that headlines page, the price, the title, and the location. So it's really important that these are the three things that you can put there that are going to get someone to actually click on your headline and see your ad. Okay, so just going through them again, price, it's not a mandatory field. Some people put it in, some people don't. If you're not marketing an actual property, a lot of people leave it off, and I'm fine with that. Your posting title, you've got 70 characters here to basically tell someone why they should care about your ad. Right? And this is really important. There's 100 ads or headlines on the page, and you only have 70 characters to tell someone, hey, pick me, look at my ad. And this is critical. If you don't have a great title, all of the rest of the work you do is a waste because nobody's going to see it. So this is the number one most important thing is have great titles. If that's all you do, have great titles, you will have the best chance of being successful. And then specific location, think of it this way. If you lived in the area, what would you call that area? And for me, I live in Los Angeles, but the truth is I live in San Fernando Valley, and really my area is called West Hills. So I wouldn't say Los Angeles is my specific location. Nobody would ever click on it. And even the valley is pretty vague, but to say West Hills, out here would know immediately what that means. And then here's where you put in your ad. You can put in HTML, plain text, links, whatever you want in here. And again, you can look at some of those earlier webinars for some ideas of what kinds of ads work really well on Craigslist. Now, this is the top half of this page. Bottom half of the page, you're going to see this. And actually, Mike talked about the changes on Craigslist. This part has changed. This is an older picture. The forms no longer look like this. So if you have seen the form look like this, then old school, I probably need to update my pictures here. But this is it's the same information, just in a different order. Basically, right here is where you would put in your email address. And again, you can skip that step if you've logged into your account. But there's three options here. You can see there's the option to show your email address as the reply to. Then the middle one, the default one, is to anonymize your email address. The bottom one is to not show an email address. Now, I never, ever, ever, never, never, ever suggest using the top option because you're just opening yourself to spam. And the second, if you want your email to appear on Craigslist, use the second option. I tend to use the third option. To me, people who email off of that link on Craigslist are not as serious. And what happens is you have a phone number or a website link in your ad. You'll get less overall response, but you'll get more of the better type of response if you don't use an email address. So if you have a link in your ad, let's say, and you have an email address, some of those people who might have otherwise clicked that link and gone to your website are going to send you an email instead. And again, the emails from Craigslist tend to be very flaky. So you spend a lot of time spinning your wheels with people that aren't going to reply back to you. But once they get to your website, then you've got someone who can actually possibly be converted into a lead. So if you are going to use an email again, middle option. If you're not, then just choose the bottom one and have no email. Now, this section here is for the address of your property. A lot of people choose to skip it. In theory, Craigslist uses this information to put those links at the bottom that say, link to Google Maps or link to Yahoo Maps. Quite often, those links work well. So it's up to you to whether or not you want to do this. And it's a place to add images. If, let's say, you're linking to images using HTML, then you need to do this. However, if you're not, then you can add images right here. Okay. After you finish your ad, you're going to get to a preview page. It'll show you the ad. It'll say continue or edit. And in this example, we're just going to continue right along. And then you'll get to the accept the terms of use page. And I think everybody knows what to do on this page. So we'll go right to the CAPTCHA challenge. Now, the CAPTCHA challenge is pretty interesting. Craigslist uses a system called ReCAPTCHA. And what ReCAPTCHA is, it's a kind of a nonprofit organization that is basically digitizing books. And what they do is they have the most powerful OCR machines in the world that take pictures and turn them into text. And even those powerful machines have a bunch of words that they cannot read. And they're putting them up here for us to decipher them. So basically, those two words right there, those is the real challenge. And the other one is a word that they don't even know what it is, and they're asking us to help them. So basically, when they get enough people who agree on what that word is, then they consider it to be solved. So it's actually a pretty cool thing. And as you market on Craigslist, you're also helping to digitize books. To your CAPTCHA channels, now it's important to note you have a time limit on this page. If you take more than about 45 seconds on this page, ad will not show up, most likely will not show up on Craigslist. And that's one of their blocking and filtering mechanisms. Okay, moving along here. Once you finish the CAPTCHA challenge, you will get a page like this. And after you get to this page, it will say to check your email box. And you have one more step. And what you do is you basically go to your email, you click on a link in the email, and it takes you to, I'm not going to show you that, but it takes you to a page where it says, push this button to the process. It's called publish. So it's publish your ad. Basically, all it takes to post an ad on Craigslist. So let me just do a very, very quick review, and I'll move on to our next topic. Okay, so you start in the correct city, in the correct city, and in the correct category. And then you're going to go to, the when part, we actually haven't even covered yet. We're going to cover that in just a moment. And then as far as the how, you go to get to that posting form. I encourage you to copy and paste that data into the posting form and not try to create your ad while you're in the middle of the posting process. So that's it for how to post the ads, the fundamentals of posting the ads on Craigslist. Now let's talk about when, okay? And it's a concept that I want you to understand that's sort of important, and that's the velocity of Craigslist. And what that means is it's basically the amount of time that it takes for your posting ad to go from the top of the first page to the top of the second page. Okay, let me give you an illustration. Okay, this is a page I took actually about a year ago, okay, from Phoenix. And this was at 10:16 on a Monday morning. You can see that headline was number one. Okay, so there's a headline right there, all two large bedroom is the number one ad in Phoenix for sale. Okay, then I came back 10 minutes later, and you can see the time is 10:26, and ad went down to number 46. Okay, so it dropped halfway down, almost halfway down the first page in Craigslist in about 10 minutes. Okay, so what that would tell me is about 23 minutes in that city, in that category, your ad will be from the top of the first page to the top of the second page. So that's what I call the velocity of Craigslist. So when you're looking at when to post your ad, or another way of saying that is how frequently should I post my ad? Now, let me just also mention, this phenomenon in Phoenix doesn't happen that way anymore because they separated the Phoenix website into four subsections. This is an example of why they separate out a city like Phoenix, because there's just too many ads. So this is clearly an extreme example. Your velocity in a big city should be anywhere from 40 to 80 minutes, maybe a little bit faster. And in a smaller city, it could be a couple hours. In a real small city, it might be on the first page for a week. So it's important to understand the city that you're in and the category that you're in, and look at the velocity of how fast the ads are moving. Now, my goal when I'm marketing on Craigslist, my goal is to be on the top half of the first page for half of the day. Okay, to me, this is a doable goal in just about any city. Okay, so when I'm marketing on Craigslist, and let's say the velocity of a city is 30 minutes. Keep it real simple. Well, let's say an hour. That means that my ad in 1 hour is going to be going from the top of the first page to the top of the second page. Okay? And I want to be at the top half of the first page for half of the time. So my goal, my schedule then to post ads will be once every hour. So if I post one ad every hour, then I'm going to be top half of the first page of Craigslist about half the time. And to me, that's going to get you the maximum results. Any more than that, I think it's an overkill. Any less than that, and you certainly have room to improve and to do better. But that, to me, is a strong marketing goal, is to be the top half of the first page for half of the time. Okay, so that covers the why and the how and the when to market Craigslist. And now what I want to cover is kind of the most important part of all of this, and that is the how to get the best results. Because as I mentioned earlier, it's not just about throwing a bunch of ads on Craigslist. I mean, we want to really to minimize our results. You want to have good ads, right? You want to have ads that work, and you want to have ads that are going to get you people to take the action that you want them to take. I put together kind of this five-step process. And this is how we do it, and this is how I recommend to anybody that wants to market, not just on Craigslist. This really can apply to that website. Or any marketing. But the step one is to go out and do your marketing. So go market on Craigslist. Go write an ad. Go write a headline. Maybe write a bunch of headlines. Write a bunch of ads. Put them on Craigslist. Okay. So step one is to go market yourself. Step two is to measure the results. Okay. So on step two, you want to measure the results of what you've done. So how do you measure ads on Craigslist? Well, you can measure how good your titles are, right? The titles, the headlines, that part of the 100 titles on the page. You can measure that by measuring how many times people actually looked at your ad. Okay, so the way that we do that is we put an HTML, we use HTML ads, and we have an image in the ad, and we count on our web servers how many times people see a particular ad. So if I've one headline, and that headline has an average, let's say, 50 page views per every time we post an ad, and I have another headline, I know that second headline gets an average of 70 page views, then I know that second headline is outperforming the first headline. So then the next thing that I do is I test. So we test new headlines. So we'll try, if I know that first headline is getting a 50 average and the second one's getting a 70, then I'm going to take that first one and test a new one. And actually test and measure, you can put them in any order. Some people say you test first then measure, and you kind of do them both together. And then after that, I like to talk about adjustments and making adjustments after you've done your testing and your measuring. So a typical process will be create some ads, create some headlines, measure them. Oh, and by the way, one more thing about measuring. Not only do we measure the headlines by measuring how many times people actually see our ads, measure how good the ads are by seeing how many times people actually take the action that we want them to take. Right. So if I put up an ad with a phone number, I measure how many calls I get. And I don't just rely on asking people how they found me. Since I have to have my customers do that, we actually use forwarding phone numbers to count exactly how many calls we're getting. If I have in my ad, I want people to go to my website, then I we measure how many times they click on the link in the ad to go to the website. So with the technology and tools that are available today, measuring is actually very easy to do. So we go out and we do our marketing. We test ads. We test headlines. We measure the results, and then we make adjustments as we go. So we'll use those measurements to adjust what we do, and it's kind of a circle. After we adjust, we go right back to step one. So it's a constant cycle of doing your marketing, doing your measuring, testing new things, making adjustments based on the results, and starting over again, and keep your marketing going and constantly testing and measuring. And that's really the one thing I want to emphasize today is marketing on Craigslist is just like any other kind of marketing when it comes to this. You know, when you do direct mail or you do Google Analytics or Google pay per click or any kind of marketing, you're looking at how much am I spending and what's my ROI or how much am I making, right? And you're looking at the different steps along the way that get you to that number, right? So if you're doing like a Google a purchase, it'll be, you know, I spent this much money on AdWords, I got this many people on my website, I converted to this many leads, and out of those, I made this much money. It's the same thing here. Even if you're just spending your own time, there has to be some value in your time. So, you know, you're talking about hours or dollars. Either way, there's some investment you're making. Then the question is, okay, for my investment, what was the return? And that's where, you know, some people don't necessarily look at Craigslist as having the ability to do that, but it really does. And if you can optimize the results of your marketing, you'll be much more successful. So, Mike, this is a good time for to open up for any questions that we might have.
Yeah, can you hear me, Spencer?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Good. Any questions? Come on up here. Go ahead and ask the question. All right, here's the first question.
Yes, Spencer. This is James Cole out of St. Louis, Missouri. I heard you say something about that you have a way to measure, and I wasn't quite understanding. You've got some kind of program or something where you can measure the hits to your ad.
Hmm? Okay, so if I understand, your name was James. It's hard to hear.
Right.
You said that there was a way to measure how many people have actually seen your ad. Is that the question?
Right.
Okay. Well, it's not necessarily that difficult,
yeah.
Or that tricky. What it is if you have, let's say that when you go to make your ad, okay, you can put HTML in the ad, so you can have kind of do a little bit more than just putting in some plain text. So we do is we always have a picture in our ad, but we don't upload the picture using that picture upload tool that I showed you. We actually put a link to that picture, which we host on one of our servers. So the way it works is Craigslist doesn't really download that picture and store it. Craigslist, all they have is a link. So when, let's say somebody in Atlanta, Georgia, goes and looks at our ad, they click on the headline and up comes that page with our ad. Since we're using HTML and linking to our server, Craigslist is going to go to our server and say, hey, this page right here, and it's going to give us the page the person is on, is looking for this picture called, let's just say, house.jpg. And our server says, oh, okay, cool, here's the picture. But when it does that, our server, in their log files, records the date, the time, the IP address that the picture was sent to, and the URL that the picture was sent to. So what we've done on our side is we've just written some code that basically takes those web logs and puts them into a usable format. Now, there's lots of ways to do it. There's lots of stat software that can do it. There's lots of Google Analytics can even help with some of this. We optimize what we do to meet our needs for Craigslist. But there's some other tools out there on the market. Some are open source and are free, and some are, you know, you pay for. But it's basically just stats, looking at stats and making sure that there's an image in the ad. And then if we have, let's say, an ad with no image, you still put an image in there. It just be a one-pixel by one-pixel white dot. It doesn't matter. Craigslist is still going to go to our server and ask for that image, and we're going to send it, and it's still going to record that, for lack of a better word, that hit or that call to our server. And that's how we measure how many people saw our ad.
Well, I do have another question for you. Hold on, Spencer.
Hi, Spencer. My name is Rob Levine. I'm a newbie. I'm from the capital Baltimore area of Maryland.
Hi, Ron.
Looking at the Craigslist and doing the, I guess, the measures, the metrics, is there a way to tell for your particular section or for your particular target market how far down the list people need to look? You know, I'm sure that, you know, if you've got an ad that's, you know, in the 1,000, 2,000 area, there might be one or two hits in a week. But if you're, like, at the top of the list, there's going to be a gazillion, so there's like, a roll-off from the top of the list to further. Is there a way to get a profile or statistics about how far down the list readers are willing to go?
Ron, is a phenomenal question, and it's one that I asked my programmers about 3 months ago. I said, guys, I'm tired of talking in such vague and general terms about the velocity of Craigslist. That's great. But what does that mean to a human being? What does that mean to me, an ad that I place? So the velocity doesn't tell me far down the list someone's willing to go. I asked that exact question, Ron, so kudos for you. So what we did is we came up with a new measurement, and we call it the lifespan of an ad. And here's how it works. When we put an ad on Craigslist, right, we look at the first time that Craigslist calls for that picture, same tracking picture that I was talking to James about, and we record that time as the beginning time, and then look at the most recent time that Craigslist called for that same image from that same URL. So let's say, for example, the first time was on Monday morning at 9 o'clock, okay, and the last time that Craigslist called for that same image was Monday at 5 p.m., okay, making the math real simple. That means that lifespan, the measurement of time between the first ad and the first time the ad was seen and the most recent time the ad was seen, that lifespan, would be 8 hours. And we have recently started using this data to find out some very, very interesting things. A lot of the analysis that we've done has shown that how far back they're willing to go depends on a lot of factors, including obviously the community that you're in, the category that you're in, whether you're advertising an actual house or you're doing more of a classified style ad, or what we call a list builder ad, an ad to try and get people to jump to your website to join a list. It also depends a lot on the words in your title. So that's actually a really, really important metrics to have, and something that we've just started in the last 30 days, been able to really put our hands around what that means and to use that information. But that would, to answer your question specifically, is to measure the time between that first hit and the last hit of an ad. And that will give you that lifespan measurement, and then you'll know how long people are actually, you know, it's really the useful life of your ad, right? I mean, if your ad stays on Craigslist for 3 weeks, but after 2 days people stop calling that image, then to me the lifespan is 2 days. It's not 3 weeks. And that's how you would find that out, Ron.
Okay, 1 second. How about, like, hits by unit of time? Like, how many hits from 1 o'clock to 12 o'clock, the first hour, second hour, third hour? Do you have to go back, Spencer, and, again, go to your servers and see what those times were as you do it?
Yeah, that's how we do it. And here's what I can tell you. That I don't get caught up in that. I'll tell you why. Common sense is pretty much common sense, and what our hit logs have shown is what any reasonable adult would have assumed. Right? From 2 a.m. to about 5 a.m., there's almost no activity. It picks up in the early morning, it picks up late in the evening, picks up about lunchtime. But the reality is that people can see your ads all day long. They are on Craigslist all day long. So I think if you're trying to hit the sweet spots and only market during the top peak times, I think you're missing an opportunity. So what I suggest is to be on Craigslist from 6 a.m. And you should post you should be posting up until at least 9 p.m. at night. And whatever you're going to do, spread it out between those hours. That's kind of what we found to be, because the velocity slows down after about 9 p.m. So your ads that go up, you know, 9, 9:15, 9:30, will stay up for a while. So even if people are up late at night on Craigslist, those ads will still get a lot of exposure. But when people start talking about, you know, focusing at this, I want my ad on Craigslist at this exact time, I haven't found any statistical evidence that backs that up. You know, I think use the common sense. You know, you don't need to post your ad at 2 in the morning, but definitely start early. Get something up there 6 a.m., 5:45, 6:15, whatever. Keep it steady throughout the day based on the velocity of your category, and then get something up there at the late evening, early night, 8 o'clock, and then it should be pretty good.
Right. Another question, Spencer, from Mark from Swanee, Georgia. He wrote down a piece of paper for me. He's over in the corner. he says, how are you updating to get back on top? Are you deleting and reposting the ad, or are you refreshing by editing the ad and updating?
Mark, good question. I'm going to answer by saying none of the above. We used to delete the ads a lot, and we found that was a sort of a waste of time. It didn't really help. And editing doesn't help you unless it's been 48 hours, and it's actually more effort to go and find the ad and keep track of the time. So what we do is we just have a variety of resources that we use, and we just post brand new ads. And that's where I would refer you back to the first webinar where I talked about all those resources that you'll need to be able to post ads on a somewhat frequent basis. I'm not a huge fan of the edit method only because it's just too much effort. If you can do it, if you can edit your ads every 48 hours, that's great. It's too much for us to keep track. Also, if you feel like going back and deleting old ads, that's okay too. We just, as a rule, don't do that.
Fantastic. Spencer, we have a couple more people up here that are wanting to ask you a question. So
okay.
Here's your next one.
Hey, Spencer, what's going on? This is Tony Pearl from the Washington, D.C. area also.
Hey, Tony.
Nice to talk to you. I was wondering what could be done possibly to automate as much of this process or any of this process as possible, as opposed to sitting at the computer all day or possibly outsourcing it to someone to do it for me. Is there any software that you could recommend or any other devices that would help in making this as tedious as possible?
Tony, that is a phenomenal question as well. I think the word tedious is what this is. There were some software programs that were on the market, and Craigslist has essentially sued the makers and shut them all down. There is one or two companies out there offshores, but the programs aren't reliable. And here's the big myth about those tools. Even when they were in their prime, the automated tools still take a lot of energy and effort to post ads. It's not as simple as something for example, the opposite would be Google pay-per-click, right? You can set Google pay-per-click. You can say, I want to spend this much money every day. I want to run these hours at this hour. You just set it and you forget it and you're done. As far as Craigslist is concerned, the tools, just not out there. And the one or two that are just, they break down all the time. It's almost like having another full-time job. It's really a matter of either getting someone in your organization or yourself to do it, or just outsourcing it. I don't unfortunately have any other good options for you.
All right, Tony says, thank you very much. And we have someone here that you might possibly know. Here he is.
Hey, Spencer. It's Kurt Johnson, Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, hey, Kurt. How's it going?
Good. Hey, I had a question in regards to posting the picture links, and I'm not sure if I can say this quite right. I'm still kind of a novice in how it's done, but I know you can use, like, Adobe Photoshop, for instance, to make, as an example, a picture of a house that you're trying to sell with some text and so forth on there. maybe putting it and creating 10 different photo buckets, same exact picture, so that when it has a backlink to your website, my question is, if you post those several different times, obviously they don't know that it's the same website, but will they somehow have the ability to recognize the picture, if that makes any sense, just to where Craigslist will, like if you have the same URL in there for normal postings, it will allow you to do that multiple times. But if you put in the same picture over and over again, will it allow you to do that with a different URL and photo bucket?
Again, a really good question. I think you've listened to the first couple webinars. That's how you would have that question. Understanding, my experience has shown that you can pretty much use the same image, but you use different photo bucket accounts. Because what Craigslist does is in your URL from photo bucket is your account name or some code that represents your account. And if they see that same account over and over again, then they will start to filter your ads. If you have, let's say, different Craigslist or different photo bucket accounts, and you upload the same picture to different accounts, you're probably pretty safe. Make sure your JPEG is the right size. If it's too big, people won't wait for it to load. And you have the issue of linking, and you still have to somehow get them to your website. So your image has to be linked to your website. That's where you're going to probably get into the biggest problem is having you don't want to have multiple different URLs. So what you might want to do is, if your URL, let's just say, is abc.com, you want to go to GoDaddy or somewhere and get a bunch of other URLs that point to your URL, and then use these other ones for the actual Craigslist marketing, so you don't burn out your abc.com URL in your ads. But yet you may have abc1.com, abc2.com, abc3.com, or whatever they are, and they all point to abc.com. But this way, you're kind of spreading out the ads over different URLs, and you won't get a chance of having your ads go through. Does that make sense, Kurt?
Yeah, I think so. That's a great point about having the different photo bucket accounts. And I think I understand what you're saying, though, that they can't really recognize the backlink itself past the photo bucket. So it's not that if, for instance, I wanted to use charlestonhomesellers.com for all of those pictures, that they can recognize that I'm doing that if I have different...
I think we're talking about two different things. If you put a photo bucket picture, a picture on Craigslist from photo bucket, all that's going to do is bring up the picture. That's not going to include any kind of a link. That's just the picture. You have to put in your AH reference link into that picture, into the code. So you have to add your own link. Unless there's something that I don't know about, you have to... still tell Craigslist, click on this picture, take them to this other website.
Okay.
I know if you go to PhotoBucket, you can just click on the picture, but this is different. This is Craigslist going to PhotoBucket and saying, hey, give me that picture, and then Craigslist is displaying that picture to the person. PhotoBucket's out of the picture, no pun intended. PhotoBucket is not involved anymore, and you have to tell Craigslist in that HTML code that you've given them. You have to give them instructions and say, hey, if someone clicks on my picture, take them to this website. And that's where I'm saying you're going to want to have multiple URLs, not just use that one URL all day long. Otherwise, you kind of defeat the purpose of having multiple.
So we could use different URLs, for instance, that forwarded to our main URL.
Right, but not through PhotoBucket. You would go buy them at GoDaddy.
On Craigslist. Okay, great. Excellent. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
Then someone's asking a question about then can you measure that?
Well, good question. From understanding, there's no measurement available if you're using PhotoBucket. In other words, let's say you took one ad and had a picture from PhotoBucket. If PhotoBucket had a counter that would tell you how many times that picture was called by a certain URL, yeah, you can measure it, but PhotoBucket doesn't have that. So the way that you would do that is you would set up your own image hosting site and have your own stat software on that site and then measure that same measurement. But I don't know any website that would do that for you. You pretty much have to set up your own servers to do that.
Well, I have one more question.
Sure.
Come on. a repeat questionnaire.
Hey, Spencer, this is Rob Levine again.
Hey, Rob.
It looks like one of the difficulties is dealing with the really high velocity of the individual lists that you're working with. Is there a way to get a sub-list, kind of like a subsection? You get really specific on the area that you're looking at. Like, don't just look at New York, don't say New York. Don't even say New York City. Say Brooklyn, and, you know, maybe even a neighborhood within Brooklyn, to try and get the list as small and as short as possible. Is there a way to do kind of like a subsection, like a keyword? So you go to a particular area and you're looking for rentals, you're going to say new buildings, or you're going to say real estate agents only, or some kind of keyword or set of keywords that would help you make the sections even more specific to get the list shorter and slow the list down so that you stay posted a little longer.
Well, if I understand your question, is as you post your ads, what can you do to keep yourself in the shorter list, which would keep you at the top of that shorter list longer? And the problem with that idea, although it's an admirable idea, is that you're trying to control the behavior of the user. See, it's our belief that Craigslist is more of a browse website than a search website, and I won't go into great detail, but again, in the other webinars, we explain why that's true. And basically, let's say someone goes to New York. Okay, in New York City, there is a subsection for Brooklyn. If they click on Brooklyn, that's really it. Now, there are subsections for, like, houses for sale by owner, houses for sale by agent, but they're not necessarily the easiest thing to notice how to get to. And then as far as geographically breaking it down, Craigslist is actually terrible at that. See, give you a quick example, and I'll just use myself again because it's easy. At therealtor.com, and I put in my zip code, I can say, my zip code's 91307. Give me anything that meets this specification within a 20-mile radius, right? I want three or more bedrooms. I want the price in this range. I want there to be a pool. Craigslist doesn't work that way. Okay, I can go to, you know, Los Angeles, San Fernando Valley, and then after that, it's basically keyword searching, and frankly, it's terrible keyword searching. Like, for example, if I want to search for the word pool, I can do that. If I want to search for three or more bedrooms, there's no way. And if I want to search for my 20-mile radius, I mean, you can't even search for your own city because of the different ways people can spell it. I live in West Hills. It could be one word or two. It could be abbreviated WH or WST. Or some people put the zip code. They don't even put West Hills. So, you know, the answer to your question is, if Craigslist had a better way of searching, then your results would show up more towards the top. But then it wouldn't be Craigslist. It would be Realtor.com. A testament to how powerful Craigslist is, even though it's such a bad site to use, I mean, it's really hard to use it, right? It's hard for us marketers to market on it, and it's also hard for users to find stuff on it, but yet people still do. And that's just a testament to you know, such a critical mass of buyers and sellers there that we put up with it. We put up with Craigslist and all of its shortcomings because it worked so well, right, for the buyers. Gives them great bargains. They just have to work to find them. For the sellers or for the people doing the marketing, people are there. We have a huge audience, but it's a pain in the rear to find them. But we put up with it, I think, because it has the traffic. That's the golden egg is the traffic that Realtor.com doesn't have, that other websites in the housing arena. They just don't have the traffic. So Craigslist is kind of like saying, hey, this is our system. If you like it, great. If you don't like it, go find another website. You know, go take your ball and go home. The reality is that this is where the traffic is.
Excellent. Thank you very much. That's it for the question, Spencer. Do you have something else you want to follow up with?
Just if you have available to everybody those other webinars, if someone wants to learn more in depth about the kind of the third one we've done. So we've talked about a lot of foundational stuff in the other ones that take a look at those. And then you had one Did you want me to talk about the special offer we were going to make, Mike?
Yeah, I have them here in front of me, and I'm going to put them on the overhead projector so people can see these. If you have a copy in front of you, Spencer, they can see exactly what you're seeing.
Okay.
Going on. There we go. So,
and basically, this is a sample quote that we put out there, but we do have a service, and we are actually the premier marketing company that specializes in real estate on Craigslist. That's all we do. And Super Smart is actually one of our top resellers. So if you want to hook up your Super Smart website and drive traffic to it from Craigslist, Mike and I can help you do that. And this may look a little confusing here, but basically what we do, the way that our service works is we operate on the basis of what we call a campaign. So think of a campaign as one target audience in one area. So if looking to attract, let's say, rent-to-own buyers in Atlanta. That would be one campaign. If you are also looking for, let's say, distressed sellers in Atlanta, that would be a second campaign. So the way we market our service is we charge $475 for a campaign, which is basically 1 month's worth of service. And then for each additional campaign, it's half price, so it's $237.50. And then we also charge on a per community basis. So sometimes someone might say, hey, I'm in Atlanta, but I also am marketing in, you know, Louisiana or New Orleans and Chicago. So we charge a lot less to take the same campaign across multiple communities. And basically what we provide is a service to do the marketing on Craigslist, exactly as I described it today and in the other webinars. We do it from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. We do it 7 days a week, 365 days a year. It includes all of the testing, all the reporting, keeping track of who's looking at your ads, when they're looking at them, how much, you know, how often they're looking at them, and then working with our account managers to improve the results. And, in fact, we do a lot of that behind the scenes ourselves. And the way our service works, it's a month-to-month service, so it's easy to start or stop if you're, you know, if it's not working the way that you want it to work. Or in some cases, we get people with too many leads, and you know, I've got too many for now, let's turn it off, and that's not a problem. We have a one-time setup fee. It's basically $300, which gets you started. And then from there, it's just a monthly marketing expense. And, Mike, we had put together a discount, and for anybody here today, we were going to offer them a $100 discount on the setup fee as well as a 25% discount on the second month when it's ordered up front with the first month. So offer that to everybody who's in the room today. When you're looking at this quote here, this is not a how much it would cost you to get started. This is just kind of an a la carte of all of the options that are available. But it certainly doesn't cost $1,400 to get started.
All right, just for an example, someone will get started with one campaign for one particular Craigslist community. What would be the numbers for that?
That would be the first line. $475 is the monthly fee. So it's one first list. We call them list builders because the idea here is to build up a list of buyers, sellers, whatever. So one list builder campaign in one Craigslist community is $475 a month. So that would be it. You stop right there, plus the one-time $300 new client setup fee, which includes feeding all the ads, and the setting up of the account, and so on. And that would be it.
Okay.
Be the,
and you said, was it 20% off the unit price?
It's $100 discount on the setup fee, and it's 25% discount on the second month when it's ordered up front with the first month. And I'll put that on the screen. If you go back to the other screen later, you can show the pricing.
I'll switch back to the screen right now, Spencer.
Okay.
There we are. You're on the screen.
Okay, so it's $100 discount on the setup fee and 25% discount on the second.
Fantastic. Now, just to clarify something on what you do, do you guarantee how many times you'll be on the first page of Craigslist in a day?
You know what? We don't guarantee exactly that. Here's our goal. We shoot for that same goal I mentioned earlier. We try to have all of our campaigns on the top half of the first page for 50% of the time. And, you know, it's impossible to be exactly accurate on that because it is a moving target. But when we look at how many times we're going to post the ads, how frequently, we look at the category, we look at the velocity of the category, and we look at a lot of other factors, including the flagging rates and other things. And that helps us set the frequency as to how frequently or how often I'm going to post the ads. You know, the biggest thing to me is looking at the results. You know, if I look at a client's campaign and I see that, you know, he's getting, you know, certain number of clicks to the website, you know, we kind of have an idea based on the type of campaigns that we run because we've done so many, what a reasonable expectation might be for that type of campaign. And we're going to try and compare, you know, this new campaign to our history and see how, so if it rates pretty good, we're going to say, you know what, you're doing pretty good. Let's still try to improve it a little bit. But we're doing pretty good here. And if it's way off course and not getting the results, then we're going to look into it pretty deeply and say, okay, what's different about this community versus maybe some other communities? What kind of phenomenons are we dealing with on a local level? Or what can we change about, you know, something about the campaign that might need to be changed to accommodate a local flavor to the ad? And that's usually what it is something about the local audience that's different.
Cool. And then just to let everybody here know, he drives those people to your website. So those leads will go into your super smart website, and you'll get it just like a regular lead. It'll come from Craigslist. Well, I certainly enjoy your time with us on a Saturday. Everyone say goodbye, Spencer.
Okay,
everybody. All right, thank you very much, Spencer. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Mike. Everybody enjoy the rest of your day and your time there with Mike and Justin and everybody. Bye-bye.
I appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon, Spencer.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.